This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show for another week here. My name is Matt, and I'm sitting in the studios of CITR Radio, 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Campus Community Radio, and this is the UBC campus, University of British Columbia. And at this time every week, I broadcast this little show, which is all about music from a long way away and very close to home, Australian music and Canadian music, with generally a focus on Vancouver local music, but often to what's happening in other cities. And I always do my best to interview folks who are touring through the city, Australian bands or local acts, or just people overseas in Australia that I contact, like Steve Kilby, who I interviewed the last couple of weeks. So you can catch those interviews if you go to the podcast link. It's on Google. Go to Google and type in OZSTRANDED. That's Oz Stranded. And you'll get the full blog with many, many podcasts and set lists of the shows. So, and there's a search bar there. You can type in any Australian acts you might think I might have played, and it might pop up. So, yeah, Steve Kilby of The Church was on the last couple of weeks. Definitely one of my favourite, if not my favourite person to chat with on the show, because he's got so much knowledge. And that's really what drives me to do this show, is I guess an unquenchable thirst for understanding music and understanding where people are coming from when they're creating it, I guess. I'm just trying to play as diverse a range as I can within my limits. And that does mean stretching out into New Zealand occasionally, because, my goodness, I mean, I could do an entire show on New Zealand quite easily. I barely know anything about the music that comes out of New Zealand, but occasionally when things come my way, I'm constantly amazed. Of course, there's the Flying Nun record label, which many of us know about, and one day I'll do a proper feature on that label to give it real justice, because that little label from Dunedin, Flying Nun, really it caused quite a stir across the world in independent culture, and it continues to hold its own. But today, I thought I'd take a little bit of a punt at playing an act which, I guess, well, I mean, the thing is, let's face it, Campus Community Radio, we're here to champion independent culture, artists who may not have a lot of other chance to get airplay. So we stay away, I mean, we're mandated to stay away from mainstream music, but I thought I'd take a little bit of a detour today and play a band that's quite popular, but elsewhere in other countries. So Sheehard is the band from New Zealand, and they're the big rock band. They're the band that has endured for over 20 years and very popular, but very good. They're kind of like, I mean, they don't sound like, but in terms of, I guess, their impact on the culture of the country, you could probably draw a parallel with the Tragically Hip, that kind of, you know, had authentic roots in playing in bars, writing their own songs, working hard, touring, and just on the strength of, yeah, hard work and solid albums, getting kind of mass appeal. And Sheehard, did that as well in New Zealand. Again, very different sound. They started out as very much a metal band, and you'll hear that soon, the roots of their sound. And I have very fond memories of seeing them in Australia in the mid-90s playing smaller clubs. It was just extraordinary for a live band, just a really amazing punishing sound. And they've got, you know, really good hooks too in some of their later albums, especially when they kind of moved on from the metal and industrial sound exclusively. So I'm going to play for you a range of their songs. It's always hard with a band like this with limited time. There's I could just have to pick a few tracks, I guess. But first, a bit about them. So they formed in 1985, I believe, a long, long time ago. So John Toogood, who is the guitarist and singer, met up with Tom Larkin, drummer. They had a band called Exit while they were in high school in Wellington, and then eventually they met up with guitarist Phil Knight and a bassist named Jeff Duncan, and began playing shows. And I'm going to play for you right now four tracks from a very early Shehab. This is their first release. It's an LP. And guess what? I found this in the CITR record library. And it's pretty amazing because apparently there's only 1,000 of these that were ever in existence. So given how huge this band is, I mean, there must be uber fans out there who would fight tooth and nail to get a copy of this. And here it is in the CITR library with post-dated October 15th, 1991. And at the time, they used to stick these sheets on the back where people had record date and time played. Nothing's written here. This may never have even been played here. I mean, this no one would have known who they were. And it's amazing that I found this. I've never heard these tracks before, and I'm going to play you the first four tracks. So this is when they were starting out as a metal band. And on the strength of this, they very quickly got gigs touring with Anthrax and Faith No More in the early 90s. So, yeah, pretty amazing. So this is it. This is Shehad. This is called Devolve is the release from the very, very first run of the band with Hamish Lang on bass, soon to be replaced. This is it. This is super, super rare from pretty much the biggest rock band ever from New Zealand. We'll be right back.
Despite the fact that 8 in 10 Canadians are against warrantless and costly online spying, the government remains stubborn, set to cement this scheme into law. With their huge PR budget, they've unleashed a reckless and irresponsible campaign that suggests warrantless collection of our private data is on par with a phone book. We can't let them trick Canadians. Go to www.openmedia.ca now to find out what you can do to get involved and stop this smoke and mirrors campaign the government has started.
Well, here we are back on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, and occasionally New Zealand-related show as well. And today it's a special little short feature on Sheehard, who are, yeah, definitely the biggest, pretty much the biggest rock band ever to come out of the country. A very long running band. They've done over 1,500 shows, numerous albums, constantly touring through Australia and New Zealand. And I'll tell you a bit about their ventures through the States a little bit later on. It's quite a story to that. But wow, you just heard a punishing track there. That was their debut record, extremely rare. When they started out as a straight heavy metal band. So the release was called Devolve. It's got four tracks on it. I played you the first track. And it's extremely rare. There's only 1,000 in the world, and one of them happens to be here in the library of CITR. And yeah, I can only imagine. Might be worth a lot of money. I mean, for real hardcore Sheehad fans out there, it's very rare. I'd never heard it before. And you'll soon hear that sound, they've definitely moved from that sound. But that's the roots. That's the roots of the biggest rock band in New Zealand currently. So soon after that, they were replaced the bassist with the long-term bassist, Carl Kippenberger. So then the four remaining members have been the same four members of the band ever since, for close to 20 years, with John Toogood taking up the vocals and rhythm guitar. So they kind of moved into a more industrial phase after that, and 1993's Churn gained some more popularity for them. It had a bit of a Skinny Puppy kind of vibe, experimenting with samplers. And then their big kind of break was 1995 with the Killjoy release, which is still heralded as a classic. And what I'm going to do is play for you. Mainly, I wanted to do this to play their two kind of most well-known songs, I guess, Deb's Night Out and Home Again from the Killjoy album and then the self-titled release. But Deb's Night Out is such a beautiful song. I think it'd be too jarring to go straight from that punishing metal track straight into Deb's Night Out. So we'll segue into a heavier number from the Killjoy release called Bitter. And then I'm going to play for you Deb's Night Out, which is it's quite an anomaly for the band, a very, very mellow, a beautiful hypnotic song. And I'll tell you a little bit about the story behind that song. But first up, here is from the Killjoy release, Sheehad. This song is called Bitter. We'll be right back. So that's the song Bitter by Shehad, the great rock band from New Zealand that I'm doing a little brief special on. You can see the sound has progressed from their first release that I played you from the Dissolve record. Very, very heavy still, but more shifts and melodies in there, and a really cool bridge that kicks in there at 2 minutes 30. It's just, yeah, it gives me chills, that song still. Very powerful, and people often wonder if Shehad had been American, how much more of impact they might have had globally. And yeah, I will tell you a little later about the band's thwarted attempt to break it in America. It's a really interesting story around that. But right now I'm going to play for you Deb's Night Out, which is off the same album, Killjoy. And it's a beautiful song. It's really quite an anomaly for the band, for their sound. It's more of a relaxed instrumental with some lyrics over the top about a relationship dissolving. John Toogood, the singer and lyricist of the band, has just put up, there's been an interview with him put up recently on the Mess and Noise website where he talks about a few of their songs, including Deb's Night Out. And he talked about how the song was about a friend of his ex-wife who was a heroin addict. And one night she came around to their place in Wellington and was playing some board games with them. And she ended up stealing some money, I guess, from them. And he felt very bittersweet about the night and wrote some lyrics straight away about Deb's Night Out. And so he has this to say, it's a song about disappointment and a friend, really. She was more of a friend of my ex-wife's rather than mine. It was just the classic junkie thing. She was high. She didn't do anything to dispel that myth or that cliche, and she lived right up to it. And again, it was a bittersweet time for the band because not long after, actually, their manager, Gerald Dwyer, died of a morphine overdose. So yeah, this is quite a moving song. Deb's Night Out, I'll play it for you now. This is Shehad.
Just Get ready. The North by Northeast Music and Film Festival and Interactive Conference takes over Toronto June 11th to 17th. 7 days, 50 stages at 650 bands, including The Flaming Lips, Bad Religion, Raekwon and Ghostface, Matthew Good, and much, much more. Plus, 40 films and 4 huge free public concerts downtown. Get it all for just $50 with a North by Northeast wristband. Buy online and get full festival details at www.nxne.com. North by Northeast, celebrating 18 years of great music. Working for
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. You're with me for another hour or so. And after that will be African Rhythms. And I'm playing some Kiwi music, some music from New Zealand. She had a band that I played before, and a very obvious band to revisit because they're so prominent. They're the biggest band ever to come out of New Zealand, for sure. Rock band-wise, I guess Crowded House, I mean, that's probably the most well-known band from New Zealand, but people get them mixed up thinking they're Australian. But she had, I guess, in terms of alternative rock, they're the big band. And so I played for you their two of their absolute classic songs. First up was Deb's Night Out, beautiful song from the Killjoy album from 1993, and then Home Again, probably their most well-known song, and it's kind of almost like a New Zealand anthem in many ways. So just again, I'll read you a little bit from what singer John Toogood has to say about these two songs. He's said this in a recent interview on messandnoise.com. So yeah, just revisiting Deb's Night Out there. He said, the interviewer asked, is this special for you, the song? He said, yes, very special, and it's probably my daughter's favorite song. She thinks it's the best song we ever wrote. It resonates with people. I don't know why. It's a very honest, straight-up bit of music. I'm not a slave to any sort of songwriting or need to be finished by a certain time or need to have a chorus, but there is no real chorus in the song. It's just a piece of poetry over quite a nice bit of music, and it is what it is. I really like it. I'm not trying to be anything apart from what it is. It's quite natural. And again, the next song there, Home Again. Again, it's another just a very natural song based on just heartfelt emotions around being a long way from people you love when you're out on the road. And at the time, the band was in LA, recording their follow-up to Killjoy, the self-titled album, which is known as the Fish album because it's got a bunch of cool little fish heads on the front. Anyway, they were stuck in LA and not having a very good time about it, feeling that it was soulless, which I guess a lot of people feel that way about that city. So they wrote this song Home Again, and it's become kind of like the set list kind of standard, and it brings people together in New Zealand. And this is what John again had to say a little bit about this song, Home Again. It's funny because in New Zealand it's like it's a real New Zealand song. It's about New Zealand in comparison to the rest of the world, but I think it's more universal than that. I think it's like you say, it's more about being away from someone you love. But the thing then is that you're away from someone that you love doing something that you love. The thing that you love is taking you away from someone you love. It's like, oh my God, how do we work this out? There's no really answer to that one because I love playing music and I loved her, you know. So yeah, it's a good straightforward song, Home Again there by Shehad. So I'm going to play you up next one of my favorites from the band, a little bit more obscure because it came out on an EP after the Fish album and just before the General Electric, which was, I guess, their breakthrough album. I remember seeing them on this tour in small clubs in Australia when this EP came out. So it's a Blue Light Disco EP, and I want to play you a song called Interconnector. And then I'll play for you Pacifier, which is... I guess their big hit. I guess you'd probably hear this on the radio a lot in New Zealand. And then I'll tell you about why the band Shehad had to change their name when they tried to tour the US.
Mm. Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
And we're back here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show and occasionally New Zealand music show. And today we're having a little short feature on one part of the career of Shehad, the early part through to the mid part of this great Kiwi band. So I played for you the song Pacifier from the General Electric album, and it was a big hit. It came out in 1999 off the General Electric album. You'd hear that a lot, I guess, on the radio in New Zealand. They're very much national heroes. And, of course, a band from the Southern Hemisphere who reaches a certain point and they plateau, and because of the economies of scale and population so small and just wanderlust and ambition and desire, you think about the United States. You go, wow, that's the next step. That's the dream. Let's do it. So Shehad were all revved up to have this once-in-a-lifetime push in the States. Now, unfortunately, timing didn't work well for them. What happened, of course, in 2001? Well, we all remember this terrorist attacks, September 11th attacks. So as soon as that happened, the band were just about to embark and to record an album to represent them on that tour, when people started to say, well, how could you possibly go there right now and tour under the name Shehad, because it sounds too much like the word jihad. Now, jihad is a term used by Muslims, roughly translating to the struggle or in reference to holy war. And, of course, we remember at the time it was difficult. That term had a negative connotation for a lot of Americans. So overnight, plans were dashed. Shehad were at a loss as to what to do. But they made the firm decision, no, we're going to press ahead. What can we do to help us in our cause? And they decided they had to change their name. There was no other way around it. And they changed their name to Pacifier, the name of that last song I played you. So whether or not that was the best choice of names, well, for a heavy rock band, a lot of people thought, well, it's kind of an odd choice. Anyway, they went forth. They recorded an album under the name Pacifier. It had a few singles. Really sophisticated production. They had some interesting guests like Scott Whelan from the Stone Temple Pilots played on one song, co-writing. They really went for it, but the tour wasn't overly successful. I'm actually going to play for you a little brief excerpt now from a brand new documentary that's just come out about the band Shehad. It was released in New Zealand on the 17th of May. And I'll play for you a little excerpt from the trailer where the band kind of reflects on that period in time, sort of a bittersweet period. They did eventually return, of course, and change their name back to Shehad. They still had the respect for a lot of people, especially given they even tried. It's such a big deal and a huge endeavor to try to break America. So, yeah, and they've since recorded a number of albums and are still going very much strong as a band. They live in Melbourne now. Of course, Australia's a bigger market than New Zealand. Still tour a lot and record. So we'll do another show at another time to play more of the recent songs. Anyway, let's play for you this little excerpt from the Shehad doco about the Shehad-Jihad controversy, and then I'll play for you the song... A song, it's called Everything from the Pacifier release. And so I just wanted to play for you a little excerpt from the trailer for the Shehad documentary, where they're just reflecting on that period in time when they were hitting America and the Shehad-Jihad controversy. And then I'll play you a track from the Pacifier record, Everything.
We was always our dream to tour the States.
It all seemed like the stars were finally aligning.
They've got these $400,000 budgets. It's a lot more pressure.
He's dealt with all these people that have become famous. He knows better than me. He knows better than the rest of the band.
They want us to leave the stage, Johnny to do the big acoustic hit.
So this is to the point where the whole band's being replaced right now?
Jihad sounds too much like jihad.
The name has too many terrorist associations in America.
We give up that dream of being in America, or we change our name and give it a go. That were my options. Shit A or shit B.
I never knew when John was coming home next.
I might lose my relationship if I don't go back.
The tour we were on sucked. We were playing to nobody.
You turn up for a tour of the United States and it's the one that you've fought all your life for.
We've got to own the decisions we make.
Around you.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the UBC Westside area at
The Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books, The Bike Kitchen, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gargoyle's Grill, Gumdrops, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
This is CITR 101.9 FM and Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. And that's Shehad. Well, actually, the band was called Pacifier at that stage. So, as I mentioned just before, Shehad, when they went to try to tour America in 2001, they had to change their name because Shehad sounded too much like Jihad, and no one wanted to bank on the band with that because the sensitivities at the time. So, Pacifier was the name they changed it to. The tour didn't go overly well. And you could hear that album, they really put the effort in. I mean, it's very a Sheen-like production that they thought the Americans would love, but, you know, it's a tough thing, and they had to pull out, move back home, change the name back to Shehad, and kind of continued on. So thanks for listening, and it's interesting, if anyone's listening on podcasts now, or go back to the start of the show, listen to that first track I played you and see how far they changed, you know, from that really brutal straight ahead metal when they first were recording in 1988, I think it was, through to this period anyway, very polished for the alternative music crowd for America. Anyway, so this has been Shehad up to that point in their career, so I'll do another special on them at another point for later on in their career, because they're still a current band. Their members are John Toogood on vocals, rhythm guitar, Phil Knight on lead guitar, Carl Kippenberger on bass, and Tom Larkin on drums. So yeah, there you go, Shehad. And New Zealand, of course, yeah. Gosh, so much awesome music. I've just got so much more to play from this country. It's a wonderful country. And this, you know, I should say this show, like, you know, nationalism is kind of dumb. It's the last thing I want to be sort of representing, but I think regionalism in music is really fascinating. You know, that's why I do this, to show, wow, there's this little band somewhere in this part of the world, and they had these influences, and this is what they're on about. And you know, I just think it's interesting. I just had this thought, you know, because it is so hard for these bands to make waves overseas, wouldn't it be interesting if they had some kind of exchange, you know, between say Canada and New Zealand, because I guess the Tragically Hip have got a similar level of stature or popularity as Shehad does in New Zealand. Imagine if somehow there was like some government program where the bands kind of swapped countries for a year and just toured their asses off. You know, wouldn't that be an interesting cultural kind of experiment? You know, yeah, anyway, just a thought. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. I'll be right back with some new Australian music.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots global unembedded international independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.
This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. And you can catch podcasts of this show anytime. Go to Google and type in OZSTRANDED, and the blog will come up with everything you need, podcast-wise, set lists, video, and email access too. You can send me a message, and you can find me on Twitter too at OzStranded. So my name's Matt. Thanks so much for tuning in. And it's time for new Australian music. I've recently discovered a lady by the name of Megan Bernard. Now, she is an artist from Melbourne in Australia, and I quite like what she's doing. And I'm going to play for you a song of hers called Big Dreams. Well, I'll tell you a little bit about what the press have been saying about Megan. There's a lovely little quote here. This is Megan Bernard, B-E-R-N-A-R-D, says, Jenny O'Keefe of The Breakfast Spread on PBS Radio says, seeing accomplished Melbourne singer-songwriter Megan Bernard play live and solo reminds me of ladies from Italy making pasta from scratch. She puts love into each note, pummeling it and stroking it in a way that makes it look easy as pie. all the while noodling away on a delicious musical feast that leaves you satisfied, patting your tummy and knowing you've just witnessed authenticity at its finest. So, you can look forward to right now hearing Megan Bernard, singer-songwriter, guitarist from Melbourne, with the track called Big Dreams. And if you like what you hear, you can find her at megan-bernard.com. And then after that, I also have recently new band called the Cub Scouts. Some more new Australian music for you. They have a single called Evie. And they're a five-piece from Brisbane. I guess they're an indie pop band. And you're going to hear a track from their upcoming EP recorded in Melbourne with producer John Castle, who also did the Cat Empire. You've probably heard of them. So you'll hear Megan Bernard, then the Cub Scouts, and thirdly, a band called the Bamboos, who teamed up with the legend Tim Rogers. You're going to hear Tim on vocals for a track from a band called the Bamboos, so that's a real treat. So three in a row, this is new Australian music on Stranded.
Back to the past, I gotta stop trying.
Terrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it Monday
from 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
And this is CITR 101.9 FM and Stranded, not too long to go. This is new Australian music. Three in a row there. You heard first up Megan Bernard with Big Dreams. She's from Melbourne. And then the Cub Scouts with Do You Hear? Quirky indie pop there. And finally, Tim Rogers, of course, the unmistakable voice of Tim Rogers. And a song called I Got Burned. It's not him solo, it's him featuring, adding his vocals to a song by the Bamboos. I don't know a lot about this band, but the song is called I Got Burned. Bamboos featuring Tim Rogers. Cool film clip for this on YouTube. I Got Burned by the Bamboos featuring Tim Rogers. So that's about it for the Southern Hemisphere. Let's get into some Canadian music. And Of course, Chains of Love. It's funny, I was just reading out there that Megan Bernard, that press release, which has spoke in glowing terms of how thoughtful she is and like every note resonates. And I got to say, Nathalia from Chains of Love, you know, when you see her perform live, she gives it her all, like every ounce of her strength. It seems to go into every note that she that comes out of her from her powerful lungs, and it's quite an amazing thing to see performers that immersed in the music. And Chains of Love have just got back to Vancouver after a lengthy tour across the country, so I thought I'd play for you a few tracks from their latest release called Strange Grey Days. An apt title for a band from Vancouver, that's for sure. Thankfully, summer's with us, and Chains of Love are back with us too from having been out east for a while.
Oh, This is a call for artists with a community focus and performance artists for site-specific installation. Public Dreams is calling emerging, professional, and community artists of all disciplines to submit work that may be showcased as the marketing campaign for Illuminaris 2012. Public Dreams will bring the Illuminaris Lantern Festival back to Trout Lake. For submission guidelines, more information, or to donate, please visit publicdreams.org today.
So Chains of Love there. They've just got back from their tour of Eastern Canada, and they play South by Southwest, played to a lot of people, and they have a release out called Strange Grey Days. I played for you He's Leaving With Me, track one, and track three, I'd Rather Be Crying. Awesome band. Nathalia, the singer, is just a sight to behold. So very passionate, amazing singer. Okay, so if you like live local music, I wanted to play something a little different. If you go to the Backstage Lounge next Wednesday, you can catch a little bit of country music by a couple of Canadian girls. They're actually sisters called Carly and Julie Kennedy. And they're playing a show with they're from Victoria. They've come over to play a show with a local singer called David Blair. So they're both playing on Wednesday night at the Backstage Lounge. I don't play a lot of country music on this show, but I don't know. It's at the back of my mind to somehow search it out a little bit more. So anyway, I'll play for you a couple of tracks. A different vibe than what I'd normally play. So a bit of country music here from Carly and Julie Kennedy, and then David Blair, a local artist, and you can catch them at the Backstage Lounge next Wednesday.
Another Sunday, another long goodbye. My suitcase and kissed you one more time. Oh, here I go again, crying as I drive away. I didn't want to leave, I'd give anything just to stay. I miss you all. Talking on the phone's not the same. You'll tell me that you love me, but what I'd really love is you by my side. We'll stay up way too late, take forever till we say goodbye.
CITR 101.9 FM and Discorder Magazine present the Sims Cake Release Party, with guests Winter Mitz Band, Be Off, Friday, May 11th, at the Interurban Gallery, there will be an actual Sims cake to eat. It isn't just for robots. Advance tickets from Red Cat, Scratch, or Zulu. Time to get down and boogie with Sims Cake, May 11th, at the Interurban Gallery.
...2011 marks the 25th anniversary of the Dr. Sun Yat-sen Chinese Garden since opening in 1986. The Dr. Sun Yat-sen Chinese Garden is very pleased to have been able to connect cultures and communities for the past 25 years and continue being an arts and cultural hub in the neighborhood and the city. Watch for complimentary specials on the 25th day of every month. There are also blockbuster exhibits, community events, academic conferences, and music and theater productions lined up, plus contests and giveaways. CITR 101.9 FM is proud to be a year-long partner as the Garden celebrates its 25th anniversary. For more information, visit www.vancouverchinesegarden.com.
Show your Friends of CITR card or simply mention that you heard about the garden on CITR to receive $2 off admission.
Ladies Rock Camp launches online registration for second camp. Ladies of all ages and skill levels will form a band, write a song, and play a show, all in just 3 days. All instruments, equipment, and food will be provided. The ladies' camp will be run entirely by volunteers. The cost is $350 per camper. For every person who goes to the ladies' rock camp, a girl in need of financial aid will be able to attend girls' rock camp. Camp's taking place from May 25th to 27th at the Waldorf Hotel. Registration for campers and volunteers opens